podcast of GunslingerGaming.com. I'm with some special guests today, some old school GSers, in fact. I'm just going to go around and kind of introduce each of them. First, we have Mikey. Go ahead and say hi and tell everyone where you're at right now.
Hello, I'm Mikey from Sanfi. I'm currently at the Marriott next to the San Diego Convention Center, getting ready for Comic-Con preview night.
Awesome.
So chill.
And Missy, go ahead and introduce yourself and say where you're at right now.
Hi, I'm Missy, and I am currently in New Zealand for another 24 hours.
Talk about being jealous. Yeah. And, of course, we also have Top Cat. You'll see him in chat all the time. Go ahead and say hi, Top Cat.
Hello, I'm Top Cat, and I am nowhere interesting right now. Just sitting in my room.
And where is that, though? What?
Oh, Wales.
Wales, there we go. Yeah, awesome. So we have a very diverse group right now. That's awesome. So, as kind of Mikey talked about, tomorrow is the official first day of this year's Comic-Con in San Diego. Is that right, Mikey?
That's right. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait for it.
Are you dressing up?
No, not this year. I haven't tried my hand at cosplay yet, but that's all right. I'm sure I'll find a bunch of Pokemon players to beat up nonetheless.
Yeah, you're like, actually a couple years ago, Mike and I met up at Comic-Con, my only Comic-Con I've been to, so that was fun. Now, kind of the main theme of this podcast is Nintendo, so we're all going to go around and kind of touch on Nintendo topics. But to start off, doesn't Nintendo have a pretty good representation at Comic-Con?
Yeah, it's actually pretty big. They have the standard Nintendo gaming booth that's in the convention center in the exhibit hall. It's about the same size as their competitors, Sony and Microsoft. And this year they're actually all being moved over closer to Gate A, which is actually pretty close to the Marriott, so that makes it really convenient for gamers. I say that because here at the Marriott, the reason I'm actually here in the hotel right now is to scope out where the gaming lounge is. They have a second area, which is a ballroom in this hotel, where they've been doing this for about 2 years now. They have they showcase all of their upcoming and latest games that people can play as demos and stuff, and they even have some photo opportunities. I'm actually sitting in front of one of them right now, which is a Wind Waker HD photo op where you can sit in Link's boat and take a picture. Pretty cool.
I want to sit in Link's boat.
Yeah.
And we are going to try one more time on air trying to get Corchy in this call here. Let's see what happens.
Hello.
Hey, Corchy.
Yeah, Corchy.
Hey.
Okay.
Do I sound okay?
You sound a little muffled, but it works.
Do I? My laptop, it's still updating. It's on number 8 of... that far away. 13. Should have been that way for some time.
Yeah, you... Vista, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're basically blaming Microsoft for this hiccup in this Nintendo podcast.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Of course, we just went around and introduced Mikey's here, Missy's here, and Top Cat's here with us today, this time. And we're just talking about Nintendo. Mikey's actually at Comic-Con right now. Before we get too far in kind of talking about what we think about Nintendo and where it's going, the whole idea here is Gunslinger Gaming, we have a lot of Xbox players, a lot of PlayStation players, but we're all kind of in the general age group. So a lot of us in the 80s and early 90s, whatever we've moved on to, we kind of first got our love for gaming through Nintendo, you know, on some early system or in the arcades. Let's kind of go around and say, what was the first Nintendo game each person has played? How about you, Missy?
First Nintendo game. That's a good question. I remember stealing my big brother's Game Boy and played the Mario game on it. I don't recall which one that was. Yeah.
Well, one of the probably Mario Lands, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you died, you had to start all over again.
How about you, Top Cat?
My first one, I think, is Pokemon Red. I think.
Oh, another Game Boy.
Awesome.
Another Game Boy game.
And how about you, Mikey?
Well, for me, it would be the Super Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt NES cartridge.
It's very nice. And, of course, Corchi.
Well, I think I said it before in one of my other podcasts, but same as Mikey, the NES Mario / Duck Hunt is my first Nintendo game.
And I have to be the old man here then. One bad thing about Freddy and Laser not here is I can pretend they're the old people. But my first one was the original Donkey Kong on the Atari 400. So.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah, the Atari 400 cartridge, the one I had, all it said was Donkey Kong, but in big letters it said, made by Nintendo. I was like, cool.
That's brilliant.
Now, there's not a whole lot of news on the Wii U front, but one of them is Mario Kart 8. In previous podcasts, we definitely touched on this. But, hey, who here, is everyone planning getting Mario Kart 8?
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, yes.
I would love to. Most
definitely.
How important do you think it is for Nintendo to put out Mario Kart 8 and it not somehow messing up? How about you, Corchi? What do you think about the significance of Mario Kart 8 for Nintendo?
Oh, it's huge, because I think they've obviously had some issues of sales of the Wii U, obviously. And they really haven't released that big title that makes people buy their system. And
yeah.
I really think that's going to be it. Just for me, anyway. Maybe it's just me, but I think that's a pretty big game that people of the gaming community and, I mean, anyone really. It's a great family game. It's a great game for everyone.
Yeah. How about you?
Little
Tell. Oh, sorry.
I'm done.
Oh,
yeah. No, you're done. Okay. No, I completely agree with Corchi. If that doesn't, if the Mario Kart isn't successful, then I don't think there's much hope for the Wii U.
Yeah. That's what I think, too. I just don't think it's possible they could survive if Mario Kart 8 is a flop. I can't imagine it being a flop, but it could definitely be mediocre. And then, like, the fans just go, oh, it's just this again. What do you think, Missy?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't have a Wii U, but if Mario Kart 8 comes out, I'll definitely get one, so I hope it's good.
So do you think a lot of people are like you and just kind of like, well, I'm not going to invest in the Wii U unless something like Mario Kart 8 comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
And how about you, Mikey?
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as Missy. I haven't gotten Wii U yet, and it just hasn't been a title that has been put out so far that has made me think, you know, I gotta get me that console.
Uh-huh.
And I'm a big fan of Mario Kart, so I'm really hoping that this latest one is another step in the right direction. And but yeah, I mean, they got to put out more more titles that will reach out and grab people who have looked at the current IPs that are out on the Wii U and have basically said, you know what, I don't really need those ones yet, you know. They got to put out something soon. And they got to do a better job of advertising it, too. It seems like the advertising for the Wii U has been pretty lackluster at best.
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
And you were talking about before they had some props for Link and stuff. Do you see anything for Mario Kart 8 at Comic-Con right now?
Right now, no one has access to the gaming lounge,
okay.
Which is the only room that I could possibly maybe sneak in, is my super sneaking skills. But I don't think a guy running around with a big headset and a netbook in his hand and a backpack and a patch on his left side here is going to be able to sneak in and see if Mario Kart 8's there.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that it is there because the doors were open and I did see a bunch of Wii U setups there, and I'd be highly surprised if Mario Kart 8 wasn't one of the games there.
Right. And there's some debate on whether or not Nintendo's kind of, whether or not they provide good fan service. You know, they do have stuff like Nintendo where you can get some freebies for registering your games and things like that. But recently they caught some controversy for implementing the YouTube thing. So, like, if anyone does a Let's Play video or does a commentary while they, you know, play a Nintendo product, they have been dealing with YouTube where they will get all the ad revenue that video gets.
Well, the thing that bothered me about that was the Evo thing, which was a big fighting game tournament where Nintendo decided that they weren't going to show Super Smash Bros. Melee there for some reason. And then they decided to change that after fans got pretty angry at them. But I don't know.
Yeah, I did hear that. And they've, like, openly disapproved of the tournament now? Is that what happened, or...?
I don't think they disapproved of it. They just decided that they didn't want Smash Bros. To be streamed for some reason. I really don't know why.
Yeah, that is odd. This is the Wii version, right?
Yeah, the GameCube game.
Yeah. Oh, the GameCube.
Yeah.
Kind of was considered the best of the series.
Yes.
I'm not familiar. I mean, I've played the Smash games, but I've never really owned one.
They're showing off their games. It's not like they can stop everyone from posting YouTube videos. So.
What's your feelings on it, Mikey?
Well, I put up quite a few videos from time to time, you know. And I only put it up there just to have fun with it. I don't make any money on it. If they want to make money on my videos.
How about you, Missy? I know you went through a period where you were uploading videos, right? I mean...
Yeah, I've been uploading quite a few Mario Kart Wii videos.
Right.
But I forgot the question.
The idea that, you know how, like, a lot of times you watch the YouTube videos and the ads pop up beforehand, you have to watch some stupid 20-second thing before you see the very coveted Mario Kart Wii footage. And the idea is Nintendo reroutes all the ad revenue to them rather than giving an option for you to collect. As somebody that uploads videos, does that even bother you?
I don't know.
I guess for me...
What?
Oh, no, it's just like, for me, it's like all the things that I upload, I don't even think I have it set where I get the ads anyway. But I realize some people make their money doing this.
Now, do they get money through that?
Some people, people do like Let's Play ones, and they actually get a following, a lot of subscribers. They get that. So I imagine they feel hurt by it. But part of me kind of feels like, I mean, it is their product, you know. So
I didn't realize you could make money through YouTube. So I just thought it was. I mean, maybe YouTube fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, aside from advertising, obviously somebody's making money from that, but
right.
Yeah,
I mean, it crawls distinct, but I think it might have just been a bigger deal than it, you know, it got treated like a bigger deal than it really was. What was probably one, now I imagine Nintendo will be the answer to everyone's, but what is your personal probably favorite game of all time as far as Nintendo goes? Let's go with top first.
Oh, that. Probably Pokemon. Pokemon Silver, I think.
Silver? Wow.
Yeah.
Silver was Advance? Game Boy Advance? Or am I...
That was Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I must have spent 1,000 hours on that game.
How about you, Missy?
Well, if I have to pick a favorite, I would say Mario Kart Wii, because that was my first time experience like online gaming, playing with other people in other parts of the world, and I just had so much fun with it for a lot of many years, which I usually don't play a game that long. So,
what was the, I forget, what was the character you always used? The combo, I should say.
Toadette and Quacker.
Quacker.
Always the Quacker.
Yeah. How about you, Corgi?
That is a tough question. Probably Super Nintendo, Super Mario World is my favorite. But I'd also have to throw Pokemon Yellow in there just because it was my first Pokemon. Pokemon experience. And... that's about it, I guess.
And, Mikey, I think I know what your answer will be. Mikey?
Nope, you didn't.
Oh, no. they're trying to call him back here. He's, if people, missed it at the beginning, he's actually at Comic-Con right now, during the, setup day of it. So he's not getting a whole lot of access, but he's getting a little bit. How about Brawl, the next Smash game? See, as I said before, I'm not very familiar with it, but what's everyone planning to get it or not? Or
I'm definitely gonna get that.
Yeah,
I'm getting it for sure.
How about you, Missy?
yeah, I'll be thinking about it. I mean, I had fun with the other Smash Bros. That have been played.
So. Has Nintendo given a hint on what comes out first? Is it going to be the Smash game, or is it going to be Mario Kart 8?
No, it's definitely Mario Kart 8. That's coming out spring.
Spring.
Mm. I think Smash Bros. Is like fall, winter.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I want to say it just had a general, like, sometime next year posted on it, so probably like holiday or...
Yeah, they're making a big deal out of the Mega Man making an appearance, which is cool. I guess it does almost surprise me that he wasn't part of the game already.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Snake? Wasn't Snake from Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah.
He was in
Snake and Sonic.
Snake and Sonic. Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
They're exactly the same. So same type of game.
Yeah.
Less neck snapping, but yeah. let's see. Well, what... Okay, so everyone knows, like, the famous favorites. So what are some... Especially when we want to dive back into maybe more retro here. What are some, like, favorites of yours that are not probably the most well-known that Nintendo's come out with? Like, I know in a previous podcast, I had to admit that I actually liked... the Dick Tracy NES game. It was actually really fun. I mean, it was like one of those $20 bargain bin games, but I played it to death. Top Cat, can you think of your own example as far as that goes? Or
there's one game on the GameCube. I think it's called Chibi Chibi Robo. I think.
What the hell?
I remember that. You were like this battery thing, and you had to go around the house powering all the electronics. It was a freaky game.
Really?
Yeah. I'll ask you to look it up.
What do you say on what system is that?
It was on GameCube.
Oh, GameCube. Wow.
Yeah.
How about you, Missy? I know you didn't play a whole lot of games before Mario Kart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than stealing my big brother's Game Boy, but, no, not much, no.
However, you did play Conduit for a while, and you made one line kind of famous at Gunslingers, and what was your kind of calling card phrase when you would yell at the rest of us on mic?
I would say, "I shoot you all over your face."
I remember one time I was playing with you in a match. We were on opposite teams, and I saw you beeline it past three enemies just to shoot you with the shotgun.
Yes. I'm very determined like that sometimes.
I also remember one night you made a new signature banner, and if I could find it, I'll put it into like the YouTube version of this, but it was a kitten looking at a mirror. That's a lion is what the reflection is, and then the tagline like is, "Who's the bigger pussy now?" or something like that.
Oh, yeah!
And then when I woke up, I had seen that with Tozer's help, every single one of my posts had its signature changed into that banner.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Brilliant.
No, some people are actually worried. We're on the joke. Oh, you've got hacked. It's like, no, that's Missy.
Yeah, I remember that now. Good times. I should get into the banner work again.
Yeah, you should. Although it may not be exactly what people ask for. You may in some ways ridicule each person, but it could still be fun. How about you, Corchi, as far as maybe in more of an older title that's kind of been forgotten in the years?
Okay. I'm like thinking embarrassing Nintendo games I used to play. There were a lot, honestly. They're on the NES. I used to obsessively play, you know, it's like the easiest game ever if anyone has ever played it, but it was The Little Mermaid on NES. It is seriously the easiest game and shortest game anyone has ever played, and I thought I was so awesome because I could beat it. I was very young. And there was this Mickey Mouse Capades, which is horrible. Horrible because it really used to piss me off because I could not get very far. I would never give up.
Is that the one where, like, you're on the top screen, you're like, every time Mickey jumped, Minnie would jump as well?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah. Right. It was horrible, wasn't it? And
it was really bad. It was famous, though. I remember seeing ads and, like, on back of comic books and everything, so.
Right. It was pretty great in a horrible way. That was horrible, though. I don't know whose idea it was to make Mickey and Minnie jump at the same time, and then you had to, you know, you couldn't hit Minnie, and it was horrible.
I know I rented out a few times, and I don't know why, but it was Goonies 2, the Nintendo game, and it really bugged me as a kid because I thought that meant that there was a sequel to the movie that I was not finding at the video store.
That.
It's just like, so it really, and of course it's back before there's internet and you have to rely on kids at school, and of course there's always one jackass that'll go, "Oh no, it existed, I remember watching it." I'm like, obviously that's not true.
Oh, yeah.
Years later when you can just go to Wikipedia for everything.
You guys ever play on Super Nintendo, there was this game called oh my god, I can't even think of the name of it. I can't even talk about it now. It was something like Clay. I don't know if it was Clay Nation or Clay Mates or something like that.
Really?
and you played, you were like this little like ball of clay, and then you were an animal, and then you would like turn into to different animals throughout the game. And it sounds ridiculous, but
is this Super Nintendo?
It was Super Nintendo.
I just googled it. It's called Claymates.
Claymates. That was a great game. I used to rent that, I mean, every weekend. Every weekend. Yeah, I should find a copy.
Instantly.
Claymates. Doesn't it just sound like a winner right there?
It does. I remember my sisters one time rented out, this is original Nintendo, the Barbie game. And their frustration was the game was a piece of crap, but like stage 4, Barbie was a mermaid. So it was all about doing that. But all the other times, you're like trying to avoid flying bras and panties and stuff. It was...
Really?
Yeah, it was like pieces of clothing and there's stray puppies you had to jump over or some... I mean, watch them play, and it was ridiculous.
I did not play that game, but maybe I should have. I don't know.
Now, just kind of since Mikey, you know, he's at Comic-Con, I just want to say, has any of you gone to any, like, video game-related functions before? I think, Missy, you have, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I've been to, what's it called again? It was a Danish Nintendo site. They had, like, a gaming weekend.
Yeah.
With Danish championships in Mario Kart Wii.
You
got fourth.
Yeah, you got fourth.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's awesome. I remember because I think you can find old blog posts where we showed some of those photos and stuff from it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for people that don't know, Missy's in New Zealand right now, but she's, you know, born and raised in Denmark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Taka?
Oh, I'm from the UK. We have nothing.
Is there something like GamesCon or something coming up? Or am I?
Yeah, that's next month. That's in Germany, though.
Oh, that's in Germany. Okay.
Yeah.
And how about you, Corky?
No, I've never been to anything fun. There's not much going on in Detroit either. We have a like some sort of comic conventions, but I've never been. It would be fun, but I'm not going yet.
See, I guess the closest I did go to E3 one year. This is a couple years ago, and I mean it was cool, but and this is when this is when Wii U first got announced. So it was pretty packed. I mean, you realize so much, well, because it isn't technically for the public, you know, it's for all industry stuff. So I got my ticket from a friend. But anyway. But so many of them are like reporters and bloggers and stuff. And for some reason, like when you go to Comic-Con or some other kind of place that's busy, it's a little more tolerable when it's fellow public. But when it's like it's everyone writing there wanting to be the first to get out their stupid blog, you know, not...
Oh, yeah.
To be little, it gets a little more irritating, you know? So...
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way. Ugh.
But, I guess that's what it's for. It's not exactly for the fans. I think if I have gone another year, I would have been more into what they were showing, but that was kind of a... I mean, the big presentation was the Kinect responsive Ghost Recon, you know, which ended up being just a novelty inside the game, wasn't really part of the core system anyway. Core experience.
Same.
Yeah. Let's see. So, now I know, Corchi, you've played Kingdom Hearts. Talked about that before. Yeah. Did you ever play any of the Nintendo versions of it?
Yeah, I played, on the DS, I played, I think all of the versions that are on the DS. I really enjoyed them. I mean, graphically, they're not quite comparable to the PlayStation ones, but, I love them, honestly. But I'm a sucker for anything Kingdom Hearts. I love everything that that has my characters in it.
How about you, Taka? Did you play any? Do you remember playing RPGs on the Nintendo?
I don't think I have played that many RPGs on any Nintendo system, really. Plus some Pokemon and Fire Emblem on the handhelds.
Well, see, that's the weird thing is Nintendo used. I mean, back on NES and Super Nintendo, there was a lot of RPGs. The Dragon Warriors, which later became Dragon Quest, the Final Fantasies, Secret of Mana was huge. Although that's more of a kind of a Zelda action RPG, but it still counts. What the hell? But is RPGs? We're on the and at the end of Wii's lifespan, they did come out with kind of like of a three prong of RPGs: Xenoblade Chronicles, The Last of Us, and not Last of Us, sorry, Last Story, slightly different. I still have Last of Us on my mind. It's such a great.
Yeah, clearly. Still had to plug his game, and it's not even the little
It's not even the, yeah. What do you mean, Naughty Dog doesn't make Nintendo games?
Still had to plug his game.
And Pandora's Tower, which I haven't even played it yet. I was just sitting on the shelf. What are some other franchises you kind of under the Wii? I mean, the Wii got a lot of crap, particularly towards the end, because it kind of died, you know? It kind of, there was no more software coming out for it, even though it sold like crazy at the first half of its generation. I think it still has sold more console units than either the 360 or the PS3, correct?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it because there's not, you know, it petered out on its games pretty soon. I would just say it petered out in games while the other ones didn't. That's what I'm trying to spit out there. But what were some other Wii titles that all of you enjoyed? Obviously not counting Mario Kart Wii. So, how about you, Miss?
There were other games? What?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you sure?
Well, I have, as you said, played GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I forgot.
Conduit and GoldenEye, yeah.
I forgot you played GoldenEye.
Yeah, that was quite fun.
That was fun. Which one did you like more, Conduit or GoldenEye?
I had great fun killing you in Conduit, so what was that one?
Well, you
have to play Conduit when I get back home.
Hey, we still have it.
Totally play. I still have it too.
Tetris Party. You also played that, right?
Yes.
You had fun in that too.
Oh yeah. So many games I've been playing, actually. I forgot about that.
Yeah. How about you, Top Cat?
Has to be Super Mario Galaxy. Definitely.
Yeah, it's... Man, I haven't really... I can't believe I haven't played that. Freddy and another one was...
I haven't played it.
No. And Freddy says it's like his favorite game, period.
Shame on you.
Freddy loves it.
I know. I shouldn't even have a Nintendo if I'm not going to buy all the Mario games. You'd think that's the point. Especially with the Wii U generation, that really is the point, so... how about you, Corgi? I know that you bought, did you get GoldenEye? Yeah, you did. You were...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know in Conduit, GoldenEye, but was there other ones that you played?
I mean, I played a little Super Smash Brothers Brawl. Nothing compared to Mario Kart. I can't forget about a poker game or a tournament. That was a great game.
$5
well spent.
Yeah, there was a WiiWare $5 online Texas Hold'em tournament game. That is. It's worth visiting because it's so horrendously bad that it's kind of fun.
Watching the characters in the background and the AI. I love it.
And then when somebody, Missy, you had it, I believe, as well, right?
No.
No, you didn't?
Nope.
Oh,
that's the one game I didn't.
I thought you had it too.
Yeah. The early on, there's a lot of...
You'd, like, float. You'd levitate.
Yeah. It was like death was coming to grab you when you were... When you lost... You know, you were out of the table, the out of the round. And you, like, you just got kind of... You slumped down, and you and your chair got lifted up out of the ceiling and into heaven or hell or whatever your poker player was going. But it was really kind of creepy.
That seems morbid.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
It was, but it was, I mean, it was, we would play that, I think, on Sundays sometimes, or whenever we could.
Remember the bartender in the background? Or
yeah, there's off to the side this random bartender that, you like, he's not doing anything, you can barely see him.
Make some provocative gestures in the background. And
I'm sure you can still go get it for $5. I mean, it's...
I have to check this game out now.
Yeah, it will. You can play against random people, but I can guarantee to you that there is probably no random people still on there.
Probably not available anymore.
Yeah, they might have pulled it. Who knows?
I'll be surprised. There's still plenty of people playing it.
Yeah, we'll go on there. It'll be like thousands of people.
It has its own, like... community online.
Yeah. Well, we...
gonna come after us for talking crap about the game.
I know.
We're so mean, but...
The WiiWare trolls that don't exist. But, but I mean, there's besides the Marios, there are some, like, legendary franchises that I think people enjoy on Xbox 360, on the PS3, they're looking forward to on next generation. And really, when you go back and look at it, it all began on maybe the NES or SNES originals of it, like Ninja Gaiden. Although I know the newest Ninja Gaiden wasn't, I guess it was kind of a flop, but
yeah.
You know, I think what is it, Xbox and 360 had decent, good Ninja Gaiden games, but I mean that didn't exist until Nintendo on the NES had some fantastic ones. Can you think of any franchises that you enjoy maybe nowadays on a different system that probably has its roots from the Nintendo era?
Definitely Metal Gear. Metal Gear.
Yeah, Metal Gear. Some people don't even know that started out on the NES.
Yeah, no, crazy. I don't even actually played for the first two on the NES.
Yeah, I think I rented. That's it. I never owned them. But how about you, Corchi?
I'm really feeling like I should be able to come up with some titles, but I got nothing.
Fancy?
I guess Kingdom Hearts. I just can always go back to that.
Well, Kingdom Hearts started on PlayStation 2 or PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it just has Final Fantasy characters in it, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's true. There you go.
Okay. Can you think of any examples, Missy, or maybe what Azul plays?
Well, unless it's Fat Princess or Call of Duty, I won't know, because those are the only games I play on the PlayStation, I think. And any Lego games, I love those.
Oh yeah, the Lego games. I think the first Lego game on the N64, or... Because they had a Lego Racer game that wasn't bad.
I remember Lego Racer on the PlayStation 2.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they did one on the N64. Oddly enough, the person that did development for that was High Voltage, who made Conduit. Now, most people...
I don't know that.
Yeah, most people listening to this is like, you shut up about Conduit. They don't... Like, there is no random... so few.
I really want to play Conduit now.
I know. We should do a Let's Play video where we all play Conduit.
I'm home in 48 hours.
In Denver, I'm sure the first thing you want to do when you land in Denmark is plug in your Wii U. I mean, plug in your Wii and play Conduit with us.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Obviously.
It's going to be in the middle of the night. Everybody else is sleeping, so it sounds good to me.
Well, I'll throw one out there that I think has done extremely well on other systems, but... It feels to me, it always feels like a Nintendo franchise, and that's Castlevania.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's got
some,
like, yeah, the PS1 Symphony of the Night was amazing. It kind of gave it new legs. I was a huge Castlevania fan back when Nintendo was kind of the only place you could play it. I even liked the N64 one, which is apparently considered bad, but I really liked it.
What about Tetris? Is that considered... That's Nintendo, right?
Well, they made the most famous version, I think. I mean, I remember being in school libraries and they would have it on the computer, you know, the classic Tetris. But Tetris is what came with the Game Boy, right?
Yeah. Came with every one of them, didn't it?
Yeah, I think
pretty packed in.
Yeah, I think the first Tetris game I had for a system was on the Game Boy Color. Actually, I had the Tetris on there.
Sure, my neighbor had it on NES, so I'm pretty sure it was on that, too.
Yeah, yeah, there was a couple versions. There was the normal one, and then there was the one by Tragon, you know, where it had, like, the black case, and it was a different shape. But, yeah. And did you ever have that on your Game Boy, Missy, or on your brother's Game Boy?
I don't think I did. Nah.
No, just the Mario one.
Yeah, and Street Fighter. I was the Street Fighter one.
Street Fighter's the game. I had Tetris on my Game Boy Pocket. It was like, I can't remember the exact title, but...
I remember through a cereal box, you sent in the UPC codes, you know, the tabs on the cereal box. And then, of course, it's like that, but then you're also sending in some money. But I got myself a Nintendo Tetris watch. And that was in fourth grade? No, it wasn't fourth. Around fifth grade, something like that. And I don't think I ever... learned anything in English that year because I was just playing. One time I got in trouble because I thought I had the sound off, and then, you know, back then, like with the handheld Tiger games and stuff, they had those just like terrible sounding ping noise, and it would do like the ping version of the Zelda theme. I mean, sorry, the Tetris theme, and so I got,
probably still wear that watch.
I would still, too. That would be amazing.
The watch actually played Tetris.
It actually played Tetris. You had a small screen to play Tetris.
How big was that watch?
It was like those old school, remember those calculator watches?
Sorry.
Yeah.
It looked about as cool as that, except for it had like two like really bright red buttons on each side. I guess it was like start select. I can't remember what it was. I mean, I think in theory it told time, but that's not why I wear it. Oh, do they still make those calculator watches? Probably not.
Hey, sure. I doubt it. They have smartphones now.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I mean, they were kind of dorky even back then. You're like, really?
They were cool at the same time. I remember wanting one. I don't know why. It was awesome.
I remember I had a math teacher that she made. It was usually the boys that had them, you know. They definitely would have to take them off during math class. Oh, crap. Okay, so we're talking about Nintendo members. Did any of you play, anyone have the old... Remember the old Nintendo cereal?
Cereal?
What? Yes.
What? That doesn't exist.
No, I wish I did have it, though.
It was, I think, Captain Crunch. You know, two flavors of Captain Crunch is essentially what it was. And each box had two bags in it. One bag was Zelda-themed, and the other bag was Mario-themed.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I want some of the cereal.
Hungry.
Do any of you own any, like, Nintendo trinkets? What's that, Missy?
Wait, trinkets? What's a trinket?
Well, like a toy, like a collectible.
Okay.
Yeah, some physical item.
Yes, I have a toad plush thing. A toad?
Oh,
and I have, I have Mario and Yoshi as Tiggies. Tiggies.
Are they with you in New Zealand?
No, they stayed home.
Aw.
Aw.
They resent you now.
I bet.
How about you, Top Cat?
Oh, I just have some Pokemon plushies.
Wow, the plushies.
I bought 10 of them.
All different ones, or?
All different.
Damn. That's a lot of production there to make 10 different ones.
I think there's hundreds of them.
Plushies, really?
Yeah, there's a lot, yeah.
And how about you, Corchi? I do have a Pokemon question afterwards.
Oh, I have a bunch of little crap, honestly. I have a little Sora Kingdom Hearts plushie that I have that everyone always makes fun of when they come over here, but I don't care. I do have some little Pokemon plushies. I've got I have quite a bit, really, of that Club Nintendo stuff. I have, like, a messenger bag with a Nintendo Star on the side. I've got that the button collection that's on my my like gaming slash movie shelf. Got a bunch of little action figures. I'm such a dork. No wonder I'm single. But I don't care. I've got I have a Zelda poster that hangs behind my door. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I have a Mario Kart Wii poster now that I think about it.
I think Tozer would kill me if she came home and I had a big old Mario Kart poster on the wall.
She would kill you.
See, it's not that she hates Mario Kart Wii. What it was is when Mario Kart Wii first came out, we were in a one bedroom. Missy actually came and visited us and met with another old school GSer, Cher and Josh. I'm gonna shout out to them. But we were in the two bedroom, right? I think we were recently in that two bedroom.
Yeah, you just moved up.
So yeah, on a lower floor we were in the one bedroom. So her work computer, which is when she was doing a lot of at home animation, was right next to like the TV I'd play the Mario Kart Wii on. So imprinted in her head is this absolute hate for all the sound effects for Mario Kart Wii. And so eventually down the road, I got kind of out of it. I got, to be honest, totally sick of the hacking. So I sold it on eBay. And we were going to do a tournament, you know, we kind of got reminiscent of doing it. It was like, hey, a lot of us were originally here for Mario Kart. Let's have an event. So we had an event. I rented it. And I wish I had on video her face when she walked through the door and saw me play Mario Kart. And all she could say after a little bit was, please tell me you did not rebuy the game. So I thought it'd be great if I had a few friends over and we dressed up like in those Mario costumes, you know, the big fluffy ones, kind of like the plush toys. And we were just sitting there around the couch, around the TV, playing it. Just,
I think she might kill you, then.
I think so.
Right, she'd kick you out.
Why didn't we do that when I came over?
Shut up.
I would have made an awesome Toadette.
You would have. Definitely.
And we would all have knives in our body. Oh. But, no.
I think when that made the news.
It would make the news. Mario brought people to murder. You know, not Call of Duty, but it's Mario Kart Wii. But I think the only,
Blue Shell coming.
Yeah, Blue Shell. Just start screaming at us, stabbing.
Oh my god, and any noise that Funky Kong would make.
Oh, God.
Funky Kong.
Funky Kong. He's in the next one, right? It sounds. No, he isn't. They don't know.
No, we don't know.
Better not be.
Better. Oh, please, no.
I hope he is.
I hope he is. He better not be overpowered.
Funky plays as. On Mario Kart 7 on a 3DS, Funky plays as Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong, so it's like the next best option. Check me out. No one really sees Donkey Kong in Mario Kart Wii, let's be honest. You kind of forget he was in the game.
Is he in? No, he's not in it, is he?
Who?
I got Wii, Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he is.
And Diddy Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In which one?
Mario Kart Wii.
Really?
Yeah. Just no one used him. Everyone used Funky Kong. So.
I have to go home and check that out now.
I think the only toy I had, or, you know, collectible, I had got given to me was a Luigi, like, keychain thing. But then from taking it in and out of the pocket so often, his body ripped off. So for the longest time, I just had Luigi's head with a plate, you know, with paint that's rubbing off. So.
Oh.
Talk about another dark Mario moment.
I have a couple keychains, actually. I have a Pokemon that's still on my keys right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a little Mario Kart Wii one, and it's Mario on a bike. And I got it for like $1. It was ridiculous, and I thought I was so awesome. And just a couple weeks ago, I was getting out of my car, and Mario's head was sitting there. Apparently, I like decapitated him and didn't notice. Sat on him, but I still have Mario's head.
Oh, nice.
So you've both decapitated your Mario heads and the Wii.
Yeah. Very quality, I guess.
I just remembered I have a T-shirt with Mario and Yoshi on it as well.
Are they decapitated?
No decapitations.
We don't want to give Nintendo any ideas for a game. I mean, we could.
I know. I still remember.
That is a game I would want to play.
Right.
Yeah.
The zombie version of Mario when they get decapitated.
Now, the Pokemon thing, which I read, I guess I didn't realize, Pokemon Wii U is going to be like Skylanders.
Yeah.
Where you're going to have the toy.
Yeah.
Does any of you have, I was going to ask Laser this, any of his kids have Skylanders. Do you have any siblings or nieces or nephews that are into the Skylanders games? Corchi, for example?
No, I'm a little familiar with it, though. I work in retail.
I've
sold quite a few copies of that and stupid little figures.
It's sold like crazy. It's such a scam.
Oh, it is such a scam. It's awful. I mean, it's brilliant money-making, but...
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that Pokemon game is basically going to be the same thing, and they're making a Disney one, too.
Yeah, what is it
Disney called? Infinity.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
That one actually looks all right.
That's...
No, I've heard Skylanders is really fun, actually, and I've heard that from adults.
It's like the most brilliant reboot for Spyro. I mean, talk about breathing new life into that character.
Yeah.
Missy, you've seen the Skylanders, right?
No, I don't know anything about Skylanders. I've seen figures around here and there, but I don't know anything about it, really.
Yeah, it's the game, like, they have it on all the systems. They even have a mobile version, I believe. You can buy ones for your iPad and stuff like that.
Yep.
Absolutely. But yeah. You buy the game, and it comes with, like, two or three initial characters and a portal, which is what the character sits on, and that's where it stores all your character information. And the genius of it is to go to explore all of the world, you have to buy all the different characters. And how many were in the first Skylanders? How many characters? Like, 50? Or is that too many?
Not even that many. Maybe, I'd say 20. Or so.
Yeah.
In the first. And then they released the second Skylander Giants. They came out with, some of them were the same characters, but they were like a second level, like updated, upgraded versions of them. And then they had some new characters. And then the bigger Giants.
Yeah, now it's the Giants. So I just.
And they sell them for like $10 a piece. 15 for the giant.
And then people are going on eBay trying to find the hard to find ones, and they're paying like over 100.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yes. It's.
Oh yeah.
Somebody made a lot of money.
Gotta catch them all.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like Pokemon. I guess it kind of makes sense that they're doing this, but I'm a little surprised that they've decided to jump on that bandwagon, because Pokemon will sell itself just by being another game. They would have to. I wonder how they're going to incorporate the gamepad with it. I mean, that can't act as a portal, can it? And that's probably...
That is a portal.
Your gamepad...
It's the NFC connector. Yeah.
Really?
It's the gamepad.
Mm. Huh.
That's one cool feature.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if it's going to sell system. It may. I mean, especially if they're using Pokemon characters that, you know, Pokemon fans know. I don't know. Well, we have been discussing for an hour, so we should probably wrap this up. I apologize to the first segment of it where we got some background there. We were excited to get Mikey on the podcast because, like I said, he's at Comic-Con all week. Hopefully we're going to get some updates with him, maybe have some mini-cast where we ask what he did that day, that kind of thing. Haven't really decided, haven't even got his approval, you know, but whatever. So I want to thank, this is very last minute, so I want to thank Missy and Top Cat and Corchi from Ditching a Barbecue or something for coming in. The intro and outro music is by Dick Laser, so definitely give him props for that. And say bye.
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 Bye.